So we've discussed yesterday some halachas of Yalla v'Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, that the mitzvah of mentioning Rosh Chodesh in our davening and our benching, that's what we discussed yesterday. Today is also Rosh Chodesh, the second day of Rosh Chodesh. We'll discuss the concept of Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. So we know the Gemara tells us there are 18 days a year when it's obligated to say Hallel in Eretz Yisrael, and 21 in Chutz Laretz. The 18 are 8 for Sukkot, 8 for Chanukah, that's 16, and 1 for Pesach and Shavuos. And in Chutz Laretz, you add an extra for Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos, you have 21. So 18 days a year, Gomer Mitzvah Hallel in 21 days. So, in fact, the Gemara discusses the rule of Hallel, and the Gemara discusses Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara wants to know on Shabbos, why don't we say Hallel? So the Gemara says one of the conditions you need is it has to be called a Moed. It has to be called a holiday, even though it's the different contradictions. The Vilna Gaon discusses it. Some places Shabbos is called the Moed, but the Gemara says explicitly here that Shabbos isn't a Moed, and since it's not a Moed, you can't say Hallel. But the Gemara says, but Rosh Chodesh Ikrai Moed, but Rosh Chodesh is called the Moed, so why don't we say Hallel? So the Gemara says, because there is no Isser Melacha. We'll see, it's not Ikdish Basiyas Melacha. It's not a day where work is prohibited, even though there is a custom among women not to do work. So we see that the Gemara mentions that we don't say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Yet we do say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, but as we'll see, it's not the same Hallel we say on Yontif. As we see, by the Hallel we say on those 18 days and 21 days, that's an obligation. A machloket rishonim, or whether it's a biblical obligation, a rabbinical one. We assume Pashas is rabbinical, but it's an obligation on Yontif to say Hallel. What about on Rosh Chodesh? The Gemara tells us in Tainis, an interesting story. Rav Ikloi LeBavel, Rav visited Bavel. Chazino Dehakari Halela Beresh Yercha. He saw they were saying Hallel at the beginning of the month, on Rosh Chodesh. And he wanted to stop them. We know we don't say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. However, Kevin the Chazad come Medalge Duige Yamash Mamina Minagavo Sayam Yadecha. But I see now the skipping, the only saying what we call a Chatzi Hallel. Technically speaking, a half a Hallel, but it means also when we say a Chatzi Zayas. In order to be liable for something, let's say eating non kosher, you have to eat a Kazayas. But anything in order to get markets for it, in order to get a punishment. But anything less than a kezayis, we call chatzi zayis, even if you take a bayat or something. So chatzi hallel, even though it's not Israeli three quarters hallel, but for our purposes, it's called half hallel. So Rav is going to stop them saying hallel on Rosh Chodesh, but since he saw they skipped, he was okay with it. So there's a discussion, what is the text of the bracha? So we make the bracha likro, but it's brought down in Beirach Ligmor. But let's say you said Ligmor is a hallel. We're only saying half a hallel. So let's say we say likro, which we do anyway. But let's say we say Ligmor instead of likro. Ein sarach lagzur, so you don't have to go back, because the commentators tell us the Russian gomer eino bedavka. Amisha Gomer. We don't necessarily find the word Gomer actually means to finish, but other times we find it used interchangeably, it means to read. And therefore, we make the bracha likro as a hallel, that we read the hallel, but if b'dieved, once it ligmor, it's okay. There's a whole discussion, not only what bracha do you make, but do you make a bracha? Do we make a bracha on this Hallel Rosh Chodesh? If, when, so let's see some of the opinions. So, Korin Halel B'Dilog D'Ksiv Ashir Yelachem Kalel Ischad Ischad. We only say a half a Halel on Rosh Chodesh because the obligation to say Halel is, has to be Kalel Ischad Ischad. V'Darshin and Lay, based on the Pasuk in Yeshaya, only something which is a Muktish L'Chag. A Chag which has an Isser of Asiyas Malacha. Ratzalom is also Asiyas Malacha. That's when it's Ton Shira. That's when we have a Chiyav to say Halel. But She'ein Mukudish L'Chag ain't Ton Shira. But if it's not Iktish, if there's no prohibition of works, then you can't sing a full Halel. You only say a half a Halel. However, the minig is we want to show, in general, we always go out of our way. Not we have a prohibition about Tosef adding to the Torah, about Tigra taking away. And therefore, we want to make it recognizable, but people don't think we're adding another day. For Hallel, so by doing a half a Hallel, by skipping a couple of paragraphs, we are taking it out of the category of Din, and we're just showing it's only a minig. And therefore, since we're only doing a halal bedilug, so therefore there'll be different opinions on if you make a bracha or not. So let's see their opinions. So the Das HaRif, the opinion of the Rif is that rak betzibor mevarchin velo biyachid. The Rif's opinion is you only make a bracha if you're davening betzibor with a minyan together in shul, or not in shul, but you have a minyan. However, if you're davening biyachidus by yourself, you would not make a bracha. And that's the minhag of the Belza. The Belza Rebbe told his chassidim that when they say halal b'yechides on Rosh Chodesh, halal l'varach. That's the opinion of the Rif. Tzibur, yes. Yochid, no. The opinion of the Rambam in Perek Yid Alef Hilchos Brachas Halacha Tezayin, sha'af hatzibur ein mevarach lav. The Rambam's opinion, you don't make a bracha even if you're davening with a minyan, lo betchila v'lo besof. Not in the beginning, you don't make the bracha in the beginning of Hallel, and you don't make the bracha at the end of Hallel. Why? Because eino ela minug. It's only a minug to say Hallel v'lo min adin, and v'ha minug lo mevarchin. That's the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam's opinion is, we know we make blessings, we make brachas on biblical mitzvahs, we make brachas on rabbinical witzes, and we'll see, we even make brachas on minhagim, but the Rambam's opinion is, you can't make a bracha on a minhag. And therefore, since Hallel and Rosh Chodesh is a minhag, we do not make a bracha. As since it is Rosh Chodesh Kislev, we'll have to, when we get closer to Chanukah, there's going to be a kasha, because the Rambam writes that one makes a bracha on near Chanukah Beveis HaKnesses, like we all do. And that's only a minhag, so how come over here? So we'll see, even within the Rambam, we'll see, Surim Minhagim, yes, Surim Minhagim, no. But so far we have the Das, or the opinion of the Rif, in the Minyan you make a bracha, but not when you're davening individually. The opinion of the Rambam, even in a Minyan, you do not do it. And you have Das HaRosh V'HaRabbeinu Tam, Tainis, Chavches HaMebeis, 28b in Tainis, the Gam Yachin Mavarach Alav, even for an individual, you daven, even in someone davening alone in shul or at home, you would make the bracha. And even though you'll tell me it's only a minig, but as Rabbeinu Tam writes, the Afagav, the Eino Ela Minog, Matsino Harbe Dvarm, Eino Ela Minog, we find many things that even though it's only a minig, Mavarchan Aleim, what's the one, for example, Kamo, you be Yantav Shani, the Eid Olam Hashem Minagav Oseno. Yantav Shani, we do, even though that's clearly, we keep Yantav Shani, as the Gemara says, Minagav Oseno be Yadech, and we follow the custom of our ancestors, and we will make a bracha many things on Yantav Shani. And so that's the way, that's the opinion of the Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam writes, it's best, Tov Gavarach Yachid Nami, Betchila, the Nehi Devada Einu Machoy LaAmram Mikam Acham Miachas Mazagatz Makach Ainzu Brachu Vatala. So basically, So the opinion of the, you have three shitas. You have the opinion of the Rambam, you never make, not be yachin, not be tzibor. You have the opinion of the Rift, only be tzibor. You have the opinion of the Russian Rambam on Tam, not only be tzibor, you also make a be yachin. So the Hiksha Rabbeinu Tam in Tanya Tzchavches, he has the following question. So Rabbeinu Tam's opinion is you make Hallel, you make a bracha on Hallel Rosh Chodesh, even though it's only a minhag. So Rabbeinu Tam asks, Maishna Hallel Mechavita Tzarava Bahoshana Rabba. We know on Hoshana Rabba, we take that Ravos and we hit them. So the Gemara tells us over there in Sukkah, the Mura Gemara in Sukkah Mem Dalid. It's a whole discussion there. Yisod Nevi'im, Takadis Nevi'im. But the bottom line is we pass, we don't make a bracha, Deinu Mavarach. So the question is, Chavitas Hoshana, hitting the Hoshanas on Hoshana Rabba is only a minig. Saying Hallel and Rosh Chodesh is only a minig. So how come when it comes to Hallel and Rosh Chodesh, we make a blessing, even though it's only a minig, but by the minig of hitting Hoshanas, we don't. V'teret, t'shani harav, de'enu ela minhog tilto bi'alma. Because hitting the Hoshanas is only a little tilto. It's moving it around. Above v'shar minhog mevarach. In other words, the Briska Rav, Rav Chaim, go into a little more detail, explaining it that really, at least, Kriyas Hallel is like a Chefzer Shel Mitzvah. Because it's the same Hallel you're saying on Yantiv, it's the same Hallel except the less. So therefore it has some more inherent Chashivas. But Chavitas Arava, all it is only a minig. You don't do it in terms of a mitzvah. And therefore, it's a lower level minig. It's only a tiltal bialma. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam makes a distinction. See, that's the whole discussion, the Rishonim, based on that Gemara. That it's clear we don't make a bracha, well, halach, it's a machogas in the Gemara, but it's clear to us is we don't make a bracha on Chavitas HaRav, on Hoshana Rabba. So we have min ha-katzel ha-katzel in the Rishonim. So do you bring a proof from this? That this, like we see, you don't make a bracha until on Hoshana Rabba of Chavitas HaRava. We see you never make brachas on Minhagim. Well, they say, no, usually you make brachas on the Minhagim. This is an exception to the rules. You find two schools of thought in the Rishonim. So they point out that it comes out Israel, a machokes Rishonim, which is a machokes, we'll see the Machab and the Rama in a second, Rav Yosef Cairo. But before that, the post can point out that even us B'nai Ashkenaz, Shemavarchin B'Halal B'Rosh Chodesh, Rai Lovarach Wasayim Im Ashriach Tzibor. It's best if you can, you should say it together with the Tzibor, just in case to cover yourself with the Shitas HaRif. That was the meaning of the Chazanish. And why should you dafka, why was the Chazanish makbid to read the bracha together with the Chazan and Rosh Chodesh? But not, so why not say the same thing? Because the Im Kodem Yane Amen. Because if you're going to answer Amen, Al Bercha Sashriach Sibor, because let's say you hear the brach of the Shriach Sibur Yenzer Amen. Ulai Kfar Yatza Bezei Yidei Chavosu V'shur Brosh Chodesh Aminagu Ulai Gam Richa Yatza Yidei Chavosu. So what they say, the Pshat and the Chazanish, is that we know we have many Gemaras, whether mitzvahs Srichas Kavana, mitzvahs Eina Srichas Kavana, the mitzvahs require intent, and as I point out many times, of course, everyone agrees with Chatchila, you need intent. The question is, post facto, you did the mitzvah without kavana, do you have to go back? So we pass on a mitzvah deraisa, mitzvah srichas kavana, and you have to go back. On a mitzvah derabanan, we're lenient. So what the Chazanish here is pointing out, that perhaps by the other, you know, perhaps if you're getting into whether halal is deraisa or not, but the other Yom Tovim, maybe you could argue you need mitzvah srichas kavana. Maybe it's daraisa. But when it comes to Halal Rosh Chodesh, everyone agrees it's only a minig. So a minig, maybe if without kavanah, by answering Amen Yotze, hence the Chazan interest Machbid to read, first read it together with the Chazan instead of waiting to answer Amen and then go. And the Ravid has a, in the Ravid over there in Hilchot's Brachas, he gives another pshah. Why do we make a bracha? Why did the Chachamim institute a bracha? Kadei lefarsimo shu Rosh Chodesh, to mefarsim, to publicize that today is Rosh Chodesh, and therefore, ben b'yachad, ben b'tziba, chaye b'bracha. That's what the Ravid writes. But either way, so, halacha, it seems to be a machlokes mechaber rama. That's the minhag Ashkenaz, that even an individual makes the bracha. And among the Sephardim, we have different minhagim. Some don't make a bracha at all. Some make a bracha. Some don't make a bracha at all, like the Rambam says, or others follow the Rif, that Pitzibor, they make a bracha, but not be yechidus. And what about the question of women saying Halal on Rosh Chodesh? So then the Siddur Yavetz of Yaakov Emden, he writes, the Halal the Rosh Chodesh lo nochen lehem levarach. It's not appropriate for women to make a bracha on Halal Rosh Chodesh. Kevin, since according to many opinions, even a man is exempt. A man should make a bracha on Halal Rosh Chodesh, and therefore he says not to. But the poskim say no. We assume you do, because we go, it's a general rule that, again, another machlokes, Svardim Ashkenaz, but we say that a woman not only can volunteer a mitzvah asay, shazman grama, but she, it's praiseworthy to make a bracha. So the Ramah, so the Minhag Ashkenaz, a woman should make a bracha on Halal Rosh Chodesh. And Sephardi women do not, because they don't make brachas on mitzvahs that are not commanded. And one last shaila is, comes up is, let's say it's a Sephardi davening in an Ashkenaz minyan, or someone who has a minyag, not to make a bracha on Hallel. And you're davening for the Amud, and the minyag initial is, well, it comes up all the time, Meirev, let's say. Some don't have a minyag to say Baruch Hashem Leola, but if you're in a shul which does, so what should you do? So, Kasav Achayim Shoh, She'im Ashriach Tzibor Hu, Me'osan, She'in Mavarach Nahal Ad Rosh Chodesh. If the Tzibor, if the one who is davening, that is meaning is not to make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh for Hallel, or on the first night of Pesach, he doesn't say Hallel, which is also, which happens to be Minig Ashkenaz. Minig Sfar is to say Hallel with a bracha Leal Pesach, the Minig Ashkenaz is not too. V'nase shchiyach siba makam shebavarachin. So, can I say Hallel? So the Chayim Shoh writes mutter lo levarach. Ein bazeh chashash bracha levatayl. In fact, that's what the Avadi Yosef writes as well. That the minig is that even if you don't make a bracha, but the minig is that surely you do, so then you got to make a bracha. Because that's the minhag. And they bring a raya from the Gemara in Pesachim that Rabbi, that one of the rabbis visited Mechuza, and they gave him a kos to make a bracha, and he wasn't sure which kiddush to make. He didn't know what the minhag Mechuza was. If you go kaddish b'yom, they didn't know if you do the full kiddush or if you do the shorn version. So there, so and the Gemara goes on that even though it wasn't his minhag, he went ahead and made a bracha. So we see that you can make a bracha on a minig, so the FOS post can bring down, you should say how with the bracha if that's the minig initial. And similarly, if they say Baruch Hashem Leolam, it's fine, even if it's not you a minig, you could go ahead and do it because that's the minig of the shul. So to summarize, we discussed the issue of Hallel and Rosh Chodesh. It was only a minig, and that's why they only say half a Hallel, that's why he didn't. Rav didn't break it up, he let them do it. And we have different shitas. The Rambam, you never make a bracha on it because it's a minig. The Rif, you only make a bit tzibor. And the minig Ashkenaz, Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rush, that we always make it. And we assume also women do it as well with the bracha. And the minig is, even if it's not you a minig to make a bracha, but if you're a shul, if you're a Sephardi, an Ashkenaz shul, and you're the shliach sibur, you should make the brachas, as we see, as we learn from the Gemara Masechta Dav Kuf Ches.